We might as well do this next motion because, frankly, it may end up having an STV of its own also.
I don't think... Who?
What?
Oh. I don't think so.
Oh, you mean the IPD one? Yeah, let's just talk.
While the votes are being tallied, I'm going to move that we go forward with the agenda because the next thing to be discussed could have a similar procedural step if we pass it.
Okay.
This is on page 31. It is the motion to form a search committee for a program director. That the LSB would form a program director search committee composed of, and this is worded 5 to 7 members. They would complete a search process creating the pool of candidates for program director for the LSB's consideration. And Mr. Fredericks, do you wish to speak to this further before we go to nominees or discussions or what?
Simply to say that there was some question whether we should be evaluating the interim program director, and the consensus was that that the interim program director will probably apply for his current position, and in the course of that, he would be evaluated along with other candidates. So it would seem to be unnecessary to do that separately. But the sense was that we should go ahead and restart the search committee now because, you know, the programming being what it is, you know, it's good, but we can improve on it. So that's the idea.
Okay. They want to discuss. I see that. I'm just going to see if there were other hands that I had missed earlier.
Lydia was up first.
Barbara's not here right now. I saw Dorothy first, then Lydia, and then Mr. Novick.
Alan's been our program director for, what, 9 years now. Yeah, that's not his fault. That's the fault of this. Excuse me. That's because this station is so disorganized. He deserves to be the permanent program director. Why this is not possible with all the convoluted rules, I have no idea. But we know right now that with Leslie as the general manager, if we institute a search committee, we know exactly who the program director is going to be, don't we? So if you don't, shall I tell you?
Yes.
It will be Adam. Adam will be your new program director, for sure. Okay? So I suggest that we leave well enough alone, that we keep Alan as our program director, and once we institute this search, you're opening a can of worms that you'll lose total control of who the program director is, because no matter what...
She's maintaining the staff.
You will lose control over who your program director is because Leslie will be in charge of appointing the program director.
Yeah.
Lydia,
am I next? Okay. I don't know if this is on. Oh, okay. So just to explain, because we have a lot of new members on this committee, the reason that Alan, who I believe he's been here 6 years in an interim position as program director, but the reason he wasn't evaluated prior to this was because when Arlene Engelhart was the ED, what she communicated was that interims could not be evaluated. I have consulted with our current HR consultant, and she believes that Arlene got that mixed up with an interim, like you get from an agency, and when they come from an agency, you cannot evaluate them. But if they are on your payroll, you can evaluate them, and therefore we should have been evaluating someone. I don't think it's prudent to assume that someone is going to apply. This is a separate issue we have to decide. I'm not weighing in on what the decision should be. I'm just imparting information. Thank you.
Leslie Fox.
There's a mic right there. I'm not sure what the timing will be, but it's my understanding the general manager is the supervisor of the program director. the general manager is going to be evaluated at the same time. Yeah, well, it is.
She will still be the general manager.
Maybe, maybe not.
Please.
We cannot fire the general manager without the PNB's permission.
Point of order.
Majority.
All right, well, Dorothy made a point that I didn't understand. It has to be the majority of the PNB agrees to fire a general manager?
Yes.
Regardless of the evaluation?
That's right. That is correct.
Well, in the bylaws it says that should the an LSP decide to recommend that a general manager be replaced, there has to be agreement either on the part of the Pacifica National Board or the executive director. There are three elements: the local station board, the national board, and the executive director. Two out of three must agree.
The interim executive director.
Yes, that would be Lydia.
We have 6 minutes to our time certain for Dorothy's motion, just to remind everyone.
Yes, different motion.
Can
you have me on this thing?
Who's next?
I got you.
Who's next? Ken Aaron.
Yeah, I want to. Hello, I want to point out that. I want to point out Dorothy's statement is correct. It's in the bylaws that the subcommittees serve at the pleasure of the LSB. I spent like 5 months on a PD search committee, and we got to the LSB, and it was overruled, and they wanted to look at all the resumes, or they wanted to look at the last, the 12 highest resumes or whatever. I was upset, but in fact, it is in the bylaws that the committees operate at the pleasure of the LSB, and the LSB can ignore it. They can ignore the GM evaluation. They can ignore a PD search committee. They can ignore what the finance committee says. It's the LSB decides by itself. We're just on the subcommittees working for the LSB. So Dorothy's statement is correct that you're if you're going through a PD search, you don't know. And also the GM has to select from a pool of that comes from that search committee. We have historically had GMs who disregard that. And like the PNB can disregard, or the executive director can disregard searches. So it's, I'm not saying I'm for or against the motion. I'm saying everybody should be aware.
Yeah, that's unclear. I think you
Charles is next.
Leslie,
within hailing distance of a time certain we all voted for to hear other motions. So I leave it to us to decide how you wish to proceed. Do we want to put this on hold, handle the time certain, and resume, or what is this?
I think we continue.
Still Michael 3 minutes.
We have a time certain to go to Michael Novick and Dorothy Reichs, and that time has come.
I think we should continue. I think we should continue this. I think we should finish this and not table it so we continue to move
forward. But we have a time certain we've previously voted on for the specific thing.
Can we finish it? Can we do 1 minute a speaker? Can we manage
that? That was a few minutes ago I said that.
Thank you.
That was not 6 minutes.
I move.
The timekeeper speak. Will the timekeeper please advise?
I have 1:47 right now. Most probably
1:47. Mr. Frederick, you were have 147.
The idea being that we could end up with something worse than Alan Minsky shouldn't prevent us from trying to find something better than Alan Minsky.
Can I have 45 seconds on that minute?
It seems to me that we ought to explore what's out there, what's being offered as programming for KPFK. I'll be the first one to say that much of the results of our audience building, or lack thereof, is reprogramming. If we do not, if we are obsolete, if we are irrelevant in our programming, in our outreach program, in our publicity department lacking and missing, if we are missing in those areas, we are not going to succeed in what we're trying to do. So we ought to explore and see what other candidates can bring to the table so we can turn this around and have programming that is relevant to the 21st century. Please, let's do it.
Michael Novick.
Point of personal information?
No.
I have a question because when I ask the chair, it's...
What's the question?
It's communicated personally and not to the other person, so I'd like to make sure I manage my understanding.
Point of order. Could we please stay within Robert's rules?
My question out loud.
Would you use the mic, Cash?
It's not loud enough?
No, because it's recorded.
Okay, this speaker, I have a question, is that I just want to confirm that as a board member, we each get 90 seconds to speak. I would like to confirm that since I felt I was on the staff.
We changed it to 60 seconds for this meeting.
It's 60 seconds. Okay, I just wanted to personal information to confirm that in public.
We are now faced with the time certain we previously voted on earlier in the meeting to hear two very specific items of new business that were submitted. And we still have a time certain at 2 p.m. to exit, which tells me we have to move. We can either change that or move forward as we previously voted. Now, who wishes to overrule or change our earlier time certain or move to it?
I have a question. So my question is, were you planning to take, because if we move not to, this affects my vote, whether we move not to extend, then that means we go straight into nominations prior knowing the results of the previous vote.
Right, but they're two separate pieces of work.
Well, no, but that affects it, because if we're gonna just sit here and wait till the vote is over, then I would vote to extend so that we can continue the conversation.
No, you weren't here, Lydia. You don't know.
No, I move that we go directly to Michael Novick and Dorothy Wright.
I second that.
Okay.
I said, in other words, move the agenda as earlier defined.
Yes, I'd like to change the time certain for adjournment, however. Motion to extend 15 minutes after 2 o'clock.
I second.
Second. You have to call.
We've got two motions here.
I oppose.
We have an election.
Okay. Now, while we're still finalizing election results, I'd like to bring forth, and you should have copies of a duplicated handwritten motion from Michael Novick. Speak to this, sir, so we can...
Sure. I'm sorry it wasn't circulated. I did submit it to the secretary last month to bring to the governance committee. It didn't get there. It's a motion that says the LSB is required under the bylaws to hold 2 community town halls per year to provide an opportunity for the board and station management and staff to hear from listeners. Therefore, resolved that the LSB immediately create a town hall task force whose membership can include as many non-members of the LSB as can productively participate to facilitate the successful holding of 2 town halls in the remaining 8 months of the year. And I think we're long overdue in setting this up. It is one of the significant bylaws responsibilities of the LSB. We spent a lot of time debating what other people should be doing. We need to take our own responsibilities seriously, and this is one of them. Thank you.
I'd like to call the question on this motion.
Okay. Second. Do any objections to calling the question? No. Can we vote it up or down? The motion is read by Michael Novick to...
I see none.
The motion passes without objection?
No.
You have to ask if there are any objections.
Any objection to calling the question?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Now, having heard the motion, do we have any objections to the motion as read?
No objections.
The motion carries.
Are there people willing to serve on the task force, either on the LSB or in the public?
Right here.
All right, I'm willing to serve as convener. We'll try to... okay, thank you.
You want me to...
Now we're going to go to the next item of business. Dorothy Wright, speak to your motion.
The PMB has ordered us to approve additional Spanish language programming, but it seems that we're not authorized to do so, since we are not authorized to decide on programming regarding Sonali or Roy. So they're asking us to do something that's not within our purview. So my motion is just to confirm that fact.
Discussion? Fernando?
My impression is that the local station board is a subcommittee of the Pacifica National Board. If indeed we do have members of the PMB sitting in this table, or in this shoe, as you call it, the decision has been made, a resolution has been passed, and it's not up for debate for the LSB. In fact, it's being told general manager, it's being told KPFK management to carry on with this change. It's not open for debate. That's my understanding.
Lydia?
That's correct. It can be an element, for example, in the evaluation of the general manager as to whether there's compliance to it. It will be as a component in the evaluation of adherence to PMB motions in my evaluation of all general managers in the foundation.
And Mr. Ferber.
I would like to offer an alternative motion, and that would be that the LSB direct the GM to investigate creating interlingual Spanish-English programming.
We're not authorized to do that because we're not in charge of programming at all.
We are an advisory council. It's part of our purview to assist the general manager, not to tell her what to do, but to advise and assist where possible.
You can advise her all you
want. Okay. That is our purview.
Without crosstalk, excuse me, we're joining a stack. We're not debating across the horseshoe to each other. Ken, I see Ken's hand, and then I see Myra.
I don't want to step on his amendment or alteration, but I have a different thing. I think we should table this until we have data on the financial and listenership consequences of moving forward with that instruction. It's correct. It's just advisory. We can't control the programming, but I think it's irresponsible to move ahead on principle when we are in such a financial distress, and ignore that and just go ahead and do the principal thing to do, and then we're in bankruptcy and we do nothing. So I would like to get a financial consequences of going forward with increasing Spanish language programming prior to voting on whether or not to support it.
Second for that.
Yeah, my motion was to table until we get more data.
So you're saying table this motion in general until we have more data.
He said it's on principle, that's why
I like it the way it is.
No, I said whatever. I said what I said.
I agree with you. The motion is to table this motion until we have additional data. Do we hear a second?
We had a second.
Okay, do we wish to vote on that?
We have to have a choice. Go ahead, all in favor.
First of all, we see any opposed?
Yeah.
We don't
want to
oppose.
Yeah.
Two, three opposed.
No, there's not.
One. May I speak to the motion?
What are we doing?
No.
It was just a,
why are we counting?
No,
he's the teller.
Jamie will count.
So, this is the table
to ask to see if there's opposition.
We're voting on whether to table this motion. Jamie, call the question.
Voting, guys.
How many are in favor of tabling this motion?
raise your hands high. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 in favor of tabling the motion. How many opposed to tabling the motion? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I don't want to table it. Okay.
Now, we are at our time certain to adjourn, but I wish to hear the results of the
election. No, I'm sorry. Point of order. Point of order. I had a motion that was seconded to extend the meeting for 15 minutes just because someone objected to it. That doesn't mean that it doesn't
mean to vote on it. My motion was made to extend the meeting 15 minutes. Do we hear a second?
It was seconded.
Okay. Any opposition to extending 15 minutes?
Okay. Opposition to extending.
No, you don't count the objections.
How many people are in favor of extending the meeting 15 minutes? Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many are opposed to extending the meeting 15 minutes? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
What are the results of the
vote?
Leslie, Grace, Jan.
Fred, you want to announce the results?
Yeah. It was a close race at the for the last position between Charles Fredericks and Jonathan Alexander, but I believe that Charles won by a fraction of a vote. But I will have to run this through the Choice Plus software to get a thorough report. I'll do that by, I can send it out electronically, but the winners are Leslie Fox. Hello.
Fred is speaking.
The winners are Leslie Fox, Grace Aaron, Jan Goodman, Michael Novick, and Charles Fredericks.
Point of information. So he said he would have to run it through
the ad hoc GM evaluation committee.
Right now, is the declaration confirmed or is the declaration run against a statement that said he's going to have to confirm it?
All the reason that
Jonathan withdrew his name.
No.
Yes, I did.
I just need clarity. He's course, just not running.
Okay.
Now.
Well, that's your choice. But what I'm saying is, it's quite definite. There's a in the for the fifth place there was it got a little close because of the fractional vote transfers. So it was within a half a vote between Jonathan Alexander and Charles Fredericks. Jan had 4.8 votes, and I didn't transfer the 0.8 vote for Jan. And gives me a little concern. I don't think that's going to make any difference.
Power of the teller, does that mean he can come back and say once he confirms?
This is what Terry Goodman does. He runs it through the Choice Plus software.
You said power of the, I'm just wondering, I need information. Power of the teller means you can come back to us and say your machine did not run it according to your results you announced it, or can you go ahead and confirm it?
I think you're safe in moving ahead. And since Jonathan resigned, it's definite.
The problem is not here. Okay. The date and time of the next meeting is June 19th, Sunday, 10:30. The other committee meetings are the ones I have a date for are in your booklet, and others will show up on the The things we have not addressed today, we will resume as old business early next month.
I keep that.
I thank you for your time, and the meeting is adjourned.